as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
All right, let's do it.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Friday. The NHL Awards are tonight. We have a lot to talk
today. The NHL Awards are not tonight.
The NHL Draft is tonight.
Bingo, the NHL
Draft. So we have a lot to look forward to.
Technically, this episode will be out later on tonight, and most people will be listening tomorrow, which will be Saturday.
With the timing we're starting this, we're probably going to be in the middle of the show getting the 1 and 2 picks.
And we are live.
We're live on Facebook,
which
well.
Is at the Power Play Pod on Facebook. You can go check us out there and all of our social media
platforms.
But
if they're not on there now and you telling them this, they're not going to know.
But they're going to want to watch us. They're going to be listening to this and be like, oh, dude, I can see what these guys are doing behind the scenes in the OG studio, bud. This is where it's at.
In the OG studio. So tell them where else they can find us.
You can find us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod.
I feel like that we're on Facebook, we can do like sweet WWF like Degeneration X like... Tell them where they can find us.
Okay. And you can follow us on all podcasting platforms at the Power Play Podcast. That's iTunes. That's Spotify. That's Google Play. That's everywhere you listen to your podcast. We are there. Go check us out there.
Absolutely.
Anything, let's get down to it, bud, because we had the awards here.
I do have one other
I'm going to say it now. You were called out.
I was called out.
You were called out. You were called
out all right.
by one loyal listener, one big St. Louis Blues fan. My boy Brandon texts me. He's like, dude, I'm so excited to listen to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
10 minutes later, I get a text message from him saying, Laura Branigan's dead.
Yeah, so she's not collecting any royalties.
So if you listen to our last show, well, even if you haven't, go check that
go
out.
Go back. We have a whole bit about Laura Branigan.
Anthony calls up Laura Branigan for the amount of money she's making on the Gloria song.
Yeah.
And she's dead. Well, so you're a piece of shit.
Yes, I am at 100%.
100%. There's no getting around this.
It's tough. Someone's got to wear it. And most of the time it's Coach.
And most of the time it's going to be you this time, buddy.
It's
going to be you.
Yeah.
And that was during our start sit call-ups of last episode. You can check that out on all the podcasting platforms. Sorry, I'm just full of cheap plugs here.
Let's go.
Full of cheap plugs. Which brings me to... You know, I want you to do this here.
Well, I told you about this pre-show.
What?
I have a special letter that I've penned to our local hockey team's fans, the Jacksonville Icemen. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook, particularly in the fan club group about
shut up and play Gloria.
Who's that? I can't see.
That's Jake. It's Brett's friend.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh man, he's been on my case the entire time.
I talk
time
to this kid on Twitter all the time. He doesn't know it.
Oh, that's cool.
He probably thinks it's you, but it's me they're talking to on Twitter.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that Beth? I can't see.
Yeah, that is Beth.
Hey, Beth. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right, get on with it.
But back to my special letter to the Iceman fans. I've seen a lot of Iceman fans worried about some fan favorites leaving, going to play across.
Ever Clark,
seas.
David Brohl, yeah.
And I just want
Cody
to tell
Fowley.
You, I just want to tell you guys, as a lifelong Rangers fan, seeing players come and go, you have your favorites, and it's always tough, but you kind of got to get used to it.
Yep.
Because as soon as one player leaves, like Brandon Dubinsky was my favorite player.
Yep.
But now I have this guy Brandon Lemieux in my life.
Brendan Lemieux fills that role.
I said Brandon Lemieux.
We'll play it back. Check the tape.
Brandon. I said Brandon Lemieux.
Okay.
So now he fills that role in my life. And you know what, Iceman fans, you're gonna find players every year that are gonna fill that role.
Honestly,
that's how hockey
though,
players are. They always play for the front, and they're easy to like when they're on your team.
Honestly, though, if you think about it, though, we'll get into some Iceman talk here.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So, I mean, two of the key players from the Iceman that left. That departed, David Brohl, who was a scratch through the playoffs, or was actually a scratch.
Was he?
Or he wasn't even with the team towards the end of the season.
Oh, really?
And then the other one was Everett Clark. Yes, Everett Clark has been with the organization since the beginning, and he's become a fan favorite because of he leaves it all on the ice.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, I feel like the Icemen are moving into a new direction here.
Yeah.
With a style of play, and we saw it in the playoffs. They moved to more of a finesse type, not a finesse type game. But finesse for the East Coast League.
They're getting more skill guys.
They're getting a lot more skill guys. They're starting to put the pieces together for a more skilled team.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. And you guys can hate me all you want for this. Beth is actually upset at you for, because she thought she, you said it's mom watching and it was Beth watching us the entire time. So,
well, no, that's great. I'm glad I was wrong. Someone not mom was watching the show. I'm really happy. Thank you.
But to my Iceman point here, the Iceman are moving into a new direction here. That and the fact that these guys that are leaving, they're moving to Europe to play some good hockey.
Yeah, good
and
for them.
Get paid more.
They're probably getting paid.
They're probably getting probably paid getting a lot paid. More. So this is a good opportunity, a great opportunity, I should say, for those players moving on.
Make some money, play some good hockey.
Exactly. Exactly. So you said it. You said it great. You gotta move on and you find new players to love. And this brings me to our next segment. It's the news and notes from around the league segment. And we have a lot of players. For example, Kevin Hayes signed a huge deal with the Philadelphia Flyers. That one, he was a fan favorite from the Rangers.
Absolutely.
Now he's playing for the Flyers, and it's like...
He's the enemy now.
He's the enemy now. He's dead to me. He's so dead to me. Yeah. So,
but also, happy for him that he got paid.
He got a big payday.
Happy for him for signing a ticket. Can I say ticket on here?
You can.
Happy for him for signing the ticket.
He got his bag.
But at the same time... you know, happy for him that he's getting
the contract. Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm letting you control this news and notes thing because you have been so diligently noting.
I've taken some notes. So, most recently, Erik Karlsson, EK65, signs an 8-year extension with the Sharks.
Huge.
That's huge news. Deal. It's worth $11 million? $11 million a year. Over $11 million a year. And because the Sharks re-signed him, the Senators are now going to get a 2021 second rounder.
Yep.
Now this locks up Karlsson before July 1st, so he does not hit the open market. They did what the Islanders couldn't do with Tavares,
and that's
lock him up. The key for his future, I think, to make this deal not a flop for the Sharks is just staying healthy.
Yeah.
He hasn't had too many injury problems in past seasons.
Yeah,
but the last couple, he's been hurt a lot.
He's
got
to
stay healthy and be the superstar that he can be.
See, I have a problem with this, though, and I don't want to talk too much into
it brings me to my next point, was is this good or bad short-term, good or bad long-term?
I think it's good short-term. Maybe they can seal the deal within the coming years, but that's 8 years. Yeah. Erik Karlsson's contract is now going to take him to roughly around 37 years old. So that's pretty old for a hockey player, a defenseman who's got a lot of miles on him already.
He's in his prime now, but he's at the tail end of it.
Exactly. So you have eight more years of that. And it's funny because I asked my good friend Brendan, who is a huge Sharks fan, and he said, I asked him, I was like, if the Sharks were to lose Erik Karlsson this summer, what would you say their biggest need would be? And he said an elite scoring forward. And that just blows my mind because that's not what Erik Karlsson is. You're losing Erik Karlsson, you would think that their biggest need would be trying to fill... Most teams would have to be trying to fill that role of Erik Karlsson.
But he's a superstar offensive.
But the thing is they already have Brent Burns.
Yeah.
And it's
their workhorse.
It's no secret that the Sharks...
Cow, if you will.
It's no secret that the Sharks have needed an elite, consistent goal scorer for several years now. And it could be one of the big reasons why they have come up short. I understand that there may be not an elite scorer this year in the free agent market, but you have 8 more years of Erik Karlsson. You may not be able to be in play for another elite scoring forward for many years to come. So I'm just a little confused at that.
Absolutely. There's some good points. And I want to play a little game with you.
Uh-oh.
Can
I take a sip of my OJ here real quick?
Go ahead, take a sip of the OJ.
I'm a little sick here.
I'll get some water on parts as well.
But Anthony, we are live. We're live actually on a recording audio, so this is just terrible audio, but we're both taking a swig.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah, boy. Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways.
Always doing the pod, by the way. Not sponsored by Florida's Natty, but I stay drinking the Florida's Natty.
Yeah, although that's pulp-free.
Pulp-free. Yeah, that's kind of a
fuck up on your part.
2 minutes, me for drinking pulp.
Yes,
free OJ.
There it is. 2-minute Pim drinking OJ without the pulp.
Bingo.
Okay.
Next,
let's
news.
Play a little game.
Okay.
Buddy.
Okay. Playing.
They
the
have
game.
4 other big free agents that they need to sign: Timo Meier, LeBanc, Pavelski, Thornton.
LeBanc.
All right. So most likely they're probably going to be able to sign 2 out of the 4, right?
Yep.
Probably, definitely not a 4, probably not a 3.
Yeah.
Who's the 2 you take?
I mean, the thing is who's the two that I would take? I would take Pavs and Timo Meier.
Fair enough. Who do you think they're going to take?
They're going to take Timo Meier and LeBlanc.
Okay. Okay.
Or they may take Timo Meier and Joe Thornton.
Okay.
But I see Pavs leaving, and I think that is a huge mistake.
The big Pavelski.
Yeah, exactly. And I know he's older. That's what everyone's saying. All I hear or see from Sharks fans is that he's older. But the thing is that's heart and soul right there, bud. That is a heart and soul guy that you are just letting go, who has been with the organization for so many years now. So I feel like that's huge. That's a huge loss. What are you looking at here, bud? What are you looking at here?
Some of the disrespectful comments from certain people who live in this house.
Who's not here right now.
Whose name shall not be named.
Is that the Weef? That's the Weef?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
She's on it.
All right, here. So other news and notes, bud. Other news and notes.
All right, next on the list here, we have Dallas Eakins. He's been named the head coach of the Ducks.
We don't need to stay in this that long.
I do have a few notes on him because I feel like this may be a little bit of an underrated hire. I think maybe people aren't giving this guy a chance because of his time in Edmonton.
He was the coach in Edmonton,
of his time in Edmonton, I think people maybe aren't giving this guy a chance. He spent the last 4 years with the AHL Gulls.
And he's done a good job in
San Diego. AHL team for the Ducks. They've made the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years. They've had a winning record every year.
Yep.
He's gotten to the second round. So this is his second foray in NHL coaching. In Edmonton, he spent 2013 to 14 there, and he was let go 31 games into the 14-15 season. He's got a pretty small sample size in the NHL, and with his, I think now that he's come back more experienced, he's had some AHL success as well as some NHL experience. I think he could be good for the Ducks, which brings us to one of my next points here. I wrote it down here. Corey Perry getting bought out.
Yep.
They're trying to go younger, and I think he can be a guy who can help them out with that.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how it plays out in Anaheim. But I'm not sold on Dallas Eakins because he had a young team in Edmonton. He had a young team in Edmonton. You kind of seen him already be in this situation before. Edmonton was on a rebuild, a very long rebuild at that point. But I feel like
He's gotten will help him the second go around.
I think he's better than Randy Carlyle. I'll put it to you that way.
Randy Carlyle.
So, I mean, there's that. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
Jordan Eberle signs an extension with the Isles.
Oh, yeah.
5 years, $5.5 million per. That's a discount if I've ever seen one.
It is.
They got a really sick player. They interviewed him. He says he believes in Trotz and what the Islanders are doing.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be real happy with that contract. I think they can make the playoffs again next year. Yeah. I know that's the goal.
I agree. I agree.
Moving on a little further, we talked a little bit about Abor Hayes signing a 7-year for $7 million with Philly. Good for him. And
that breaks my heart. Breaks my heart,
man. A hotly debated topic at one time, and now we've kind of come to terms about it. Jacob Trouba to the New York Rangers for Neil Pionk in the 20th overall pick in tonight's draft.
I think the main reason why I came to terms here is this guy here.
Yeah.
This guy here. I don't think that anyone...
Let me see it. That's an S, a K, and a J all together. It's going to be a no for me, dog.
It's a Brady Shea. Brady Shea's boys with Jacob Trouba. So that's kind of the reason why... That's part of the reason why I am starting to grow to this decision. I will admit, when I first saw the Jacob Trouba to the Rangers deal... Basically, this deal is Jacob Trouba and Brendan Lemieux for Kevin Hayes and Neil Pionk. Because the Rangers gave back their first-round pick that they got for Kevin Hayes back to Winnipeg. So that to me, was a little concerning because the Rangers have been without so many first-round picks in so many years. So it's like, now that we have a bunch, don't get rid of them. But
I think they felt like they could get rid of it because they're drafting so high.
They're getting
the number two, so they felt like they could give up the 20.
I agree. If
we were going 8 or 9, I don't think they would have made that particular deal. They probably would have given them like maybe a second and
that's
a third.
That's a fair assessment here. I think that with the Rangers deal, though, with Jacob Trouba, I'm more concerned about the amount of money that they're going to have to pay for Jacob Trouba when that time comes, which is coming up shortly. But to your point, you haven't said it here, obviously, but what we were talking about is Neil Pionk is coming off of his first year, and they capitalized on his success. You have a more certain player in Jacob Trouba, and you don't know what you're going to get in Neil Pionk. I personally love Neil Pionk. After he went coast-to-coast on Carey Price, that was a big deal to me, and I fell in love after he started even playing the top-line minutes. So that to me is something that I am concerned about them leaving.
Yeah, there's
or him, Neil Pionk leaving.
There's a lot to like about Neil Pionk. I don't think he's going to be a slouch in Winnipeg. I think he'll be good for them. I also think the Rangers got a good deal. I think it was going to work out well for both teams.
I agree.
That's all I had for the news and notes. I know there's been other signings, but those are the ones that really stuck out to me.
Yep.
The ones that I found most interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's move it on.
Let's get to our starts and call-ups here, bud.
All right, I always go first. Go ahead.
Wait a second. You're throwing me off here, but I'm the host of this show.
Well, what the hell? You want me to go first?
No, I'll go first. I'll go first here. I am starting Keenan Thompson. Hosted the NHL Awards. He was on fire, dude. I don't know if you watched the NHL Awards, but I did.
I did it, and I usually don't.
It was hilarious, man. Okay. It was hilarious. Keenan Thompson started off the show.
I kept up with the show, but I don't watch.
He started off the show with a great opening monologue. It was hilarious.
Love Keenan.
And the best part about it was he then took a shot of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he said he was like, he loves record-breaking teams, and he's like, the Lightning, he went on and about how the Lightning broke the record, or tied the record for most wins in a season, and then he was like, they also tied the record for least amount of wins in the playoffs this season with zero.
Oh!
And then they showed like Kucherov and Hedman and I mean, the players were like, eh, but their girls that were with them, they were all salty. They were all bad. They just had that resting bitch face on.
Love that. Keenan's the man.
He was really hitting it on all cylinders. He was firing on all cylinders opening that show and throughout the night. I really enjoyed it a lot throughout that show. Keenan Thompson is my start of the week. And I'm sitting something that you will be hearing us talk about all summer long. I'm sitting EA Sports NHL. They're killing me here, man. I know it's early. We may see some great gameplay features soon, but they had their cover release trailer, I should say, with Austin Matthews on the cover. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it a couple of times.
But the highlight of it
just looks like the 19.
The highlight of it is them building on the pond hockey and like the flaming bandanas that you can put around your mouth, and it's just like that's like the majority of the trailer. So I'm just like, I don't understand like why is it so hard to like, they're so far behind other sports games. It's so frustrating to watch. They're my sit, and you can expect them all summer long somewhere in something along those lines, because those guys at EA Canada
they may break the ref record for PIMS here.
Yeah, I mean, the top three PIMS leaders by the end of summer.
Yeah.
Chell officials Ottawa. So Ottawa was good.
Yeah, they're probably going to be back in it over the summer.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. 100%. And now I'm calling up the future of the NHL and the future of USA Hockey, because USA Hockey has a ton of prospects that are potentially going in this first round. Obviously, Jack Hughes at number one. Then you got Cole Caulfield. Then you got Trevor Zegras. There are so many U.S. National Development Team players in the top 20 of the prospects list. It's so great to see. Great for USA Hockey. You know that I'm a big USA Hockey guy.
Absolutely.
It's so great to see. Expect great things from USA Hockey in the future. I mean, it's going to be great. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Your boy Cole Caulfield.
I saw a mock draft today of Cole Caulfield. What are you touching me for?
I'm sympathizing with you, buddy.
Oh, the Rangers aren't going to get him?
Yeah.
No. But better yet, I saw a mock draft today where he went, I think, 8th overall to the Flyers. So I was like, I can't deal with it if the Flyers... Why do you keep looking at that? We don't have
I can't read, dude.
I actually can't read that either. Her estate is... Her estate for Laura Branigan. Is what Bella said.
Collecting the money. Yeah. That's what I should have said, but I didn't know she was dead.
Dumb.
I didn't know she existed before the playoffs.
So, Anthony, that was my start sit call-ups. Now that you've started with me, I can throw it over to you.
Okay.
Who is your start sit call-up?
Let's get into it.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to think of the PIMS of the week.
You do that. You think of the PIMS of the week. My start is going to be these summer pro leagues, man.
Oh, yeah.
They got the Chicago Pro League, the Beauty League. I think there's some other ones scattered.
Don't forget about the Mass League, buddy.
Those are going to be so much fun hearing about, watching Instagram videos of the sick things that happen there. I know John Scott does a lot with the Beauty League. I think he's the GM.
He's the commissioner, dude.
He's the commissioner. Isn't that awesome? That's so cool. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on with that. I love seeing pros that you don't normally see play. It's like a summer long All-Star game.
Oh yeah, I mean,
it's gonna be awesome.
I think the Beauty League is probably the one that I keep messing up. My phone's on vibrate.
But the Chicago Pro League has Tavesy and
Did you say Tavesy?
Tavesy.
Are you on a nickname?
We're on a nickname Tavesy? Basis, a locker room nickname basis.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Basically, all right. So Tavesy.
All right. If you were to have the talent that you see in the Chi Pro League and the Beauty League, who would win? Who would win if you were to take the All Stars from the Beauty League? Talking about like Nate Schmidt, Brock Besser. You gotta throw D Step in there.
You got to give it to the Beauty League, but I do like, but Kane and Taves are a couple of my favorite players.
I would even choose the Mass Pro League over the Chi Pro League, just because the fact that, I mean, I obviously there may be some bias in there for me.
Well, the Chi Pro League has a lot of Chicago Blackhawks players.
Yeah.
Other leagues have a lot of players from like who lived in those states.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there was a few, I know Garrett Sparks who played in the Chi Pro League.
Yep.
He's from Chicago.
Yep.
A couple others. But for the most part, like I think DeBrinket played there last year. Like Blackhawks guys played in the Chicago Pro League and like lower level pros. I think a former Iceman play a goalie. What was his name?
No.
You know what? I can't pronounce
it. Oh, the Sakharopoulos.
Sakharopoulos.
And Matt Ustaski plays for the Chi Pro League.
Yes. Okay. So they play in the Chi Pro League. So the ECHL guys play in the Chi Pro League.
Yeah. So who's your sit, buddy? Who's your sit?
My sit. Let's get to it. You know what? Here it is. Okay. I changed one thing and I forgot which one I changed. It wasn't the sit. Is what I have written down.
Did you notice I changed my call up? Well, because my call up was originally the Capo Jack Hughes battle, but I changed that one up. I changed it up to my USA. I was leaning towards the USA hockey bias.
I feel like you've called them up before, but we'll get into that later.
We're getting so many likes right now.
Yeah,
I just see like the likes and like all like the hearts and stuff coming through.
Yeah, that's great.
That's fantastic.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, we appreciate that.
Sure. So who are you sitting, bud?
I'm sitting people touching the cup who didn't technically win it. I understand like the staff, even the owner. I get it. They're Stanley Cup champions. They're winners on the team. Even Michael Delzato, I get, because he's technically on the Blues.
I saw the video of like the Black Aces flying out off the bench. Like you start seeing, and
they brought their gloves.
They brought their gloves too. They throw them up in the air. They're so happy.
Which you love to see it because those guys work hard.
Yeah, they do.
They work just as hard as anyone.
100%.
Waiting for their chance. Sometimes doesn't come.
So that's
what I'm mad about. I'm mad about guys like I saw, even Layla. Even Layla, I'm sorry.
Are you shitting me right
now? She's a great story.
4 minutes goes
She's
to that.
She's a great
There's
story.
Our films of the week.
Great story, but I can't keep watching
buddy,
the people who didn't win the cup.
Buddy, come
the
on.
Cup. It's so much hard work and time, blood, sweat, and tears go into winning that.
No, I
don't think anyone. I would never touch it. I'm not worthy of it.
I mean, I'm
not
see
worthy
where
of
you're
touching
coming
it.
From, but you should have just left the Layla Anderson out of it.
I'm not attacking her. Don't at me. I'm not attacking her. That was my favorite story of the entire playoffs. I was saying that as an extreme. Like even her, who is an amazing story, and I respect the hell out of everything the Blues did for her and everything she does. I feel like unless you've won it, unless you're on that team.
You know, couldn't you say that she was a part of that team though? That
she was a huge motivating factor.
Yeah, that's
a decent point, and I'll entertain it. But everyone else,
you should just retract.
I'm not retracting my statement. I said I'll entertain it.
Okay,
but everyone else who's touching the cup who didn't win it,
like wives, fathers, things like that.
Fathers, okay.
So first, Layla Anderson, okay. Now you're being sexist?
You're talking about parents, mothers and fathers who have driven their kids, who are the reason their kids are there.
Okay, so...
I'm thinking more like, you know, like the kid YP from Barstool. Like, he's like, he's all over the cup. There was some
I mean, like, you see people going to Toronto and touching, like...
I don't agree with that either. I would never touch it. I don't agree with it. There was some other famous people had touched the cup.
Biebs touched.
I mean, this year I think John Hamm touched it this year. Like, you didn't win it.
Unbelievable.
You didn't win it.
I'm not sure I'm on board.
My
with
call
that
up is something that I mixed up because I had a change of heart from what I've written down.
So
I'm calling up Ryan Callahan.
Oh man,
you know, great Ranger, left everything on the ice always.
Oh, my heart.
He's been told that due to degenerative back disease, he cannot play pro hockey anymore.
He should not.
He shouldn't play pro hockey anymore. I think he's going to listen.
Yeah,
he's been hurt the better part of the last four seasons.
It's really unfortunate.
It's the way he played the game, left everything on the ice always. Nothing but respect for a guy like that. who gives everything he has to the team. I'm calling him up wishing him the best in retirement. Hoping he finds happiness, maybe working for a club or finding something that makes him happy in retirement.
Now, those Tampa Bay Lightning fans that are listening to this and they heard of the news of Ryan Callahan being hurt, and you're well aware of his contract situation, and those who may not know of what happens after his contract, like, he's now injured. They'll put him on lifetime injury reserve. His contract will still be on the books, though, for Tampa, unless they were to deal that contract. Similar to what Pavel Datsyuk in Detroit, he was
traded.
His rights were traded to.
Was Marian Hossa?
I think Marian Hossa is also in Arizona.
Part of Arizona. Yeah.
So Arizona is the place to go for cap because they need to hit the cap floor. Mm-hmm. But Ryan Callahan only has one more year actually left on his contract, though. So no need to worry, Tampa fans, if you can't get rid of his contract this year. He's off the books for next year. It's huge. That's something. I've been a big Ryan Callahan fan all my life. You were talking about Brandon Dubinsky being one of your favorites, and when he left, it was heartbreaking, but you followed his career and you still loved him. Ryan Callahan was one of those players to me. Unfortunately, he played for the rival, my personal rival, the Tampa Bay Lightning, but I still just cheered him on every time I went over there, went to watch. He's just so much fun to watch and play, so we do wish the best of luck to Ryan Callahan. Now, Anthony, do you have a setup of the week?
I do.
I think it's time. I think it's time, bud.
I do. We're going to go right into it. I got William Grimmard of the Cape Breton Screaming Eagles in the QMJHL.
In the Q.
I've been to a game
in the Q.
In the Quebec Major Junior Hockey
in
League.
The Q.
In the Quebec League. He's got a 2X.
Someone's got to teach this kid about some style.
He's got a 2X Pro setup. I can kind of show our Facebook viewers here. That's it right there. It's a beauty of a setup.
And now you're just went away from the mic, and it's just like
Went away. Sorry. The beauty of a setup here. It's got the Eagle logo on it. It's black base, which if you know anything about me, I love colored base, black base pads over white pads all day. It's a real beauty. I'll post that to the Instagrams, to the Twitter, so everyone can see it. Moving on.
We're moving on. Anthony Milani setup of the week. There you go.
Also, let me give credit. I saw it pretty much as always on the Goalie Gear Nerd Instagram. Want to give credit where credit's due.
Of course.
They have the best setups, and that's usually where I find my good setups when I'm looking for one.
Of course. Not sponsored yet.
Not sponsored yet, but love the page.
Definitely love the page. Now, we were saying we were going to do the PIMS on the fly here, and we've now established that 2 minutes is going to me for not drinking Pulp OJ, but I am drinking Florida's
Natty.
That's an easy two for you, buddy. And your 4 minutes is going, you are just the 4 minute in general because of your Layla Anderson take on the last one in your sit.
I'll take it.
And then also your Laura Branigan take.
Punishment fits the crime.
4 minutes for both of those things. And now 5 minutes I came up with here.
Now, no one can do 5 minutes like this right here. This is a true 5 minute major. If there was an ejection, this would be it.
Now, I'm giving 5 minutes to Commissioner Gary Bettman. He makes the list here. Even the commissioner is not safe on the Power Play Podcast penalty, PIMS of the week here.
Especially the commissioner.
There were reports saying that Gary Bettman attempted to eliminate the offsides rule during the annual or yearly. Yeah, okay.
Very good. I gotta make sure. English major.
Gotta make sure. Not an English major, though.
No, he's not.
Sports broadcasting major, though.
Sports broadcasting major.
Not an English major. So Gary Bettman attempted to eliminate the offsides rule in the game, and it failed miserably, and as it should. And
what an idiot.
And that's 5 minutes right there, because, like you just said, what an idiot.
What is this, roller hockey?
What is this, roller hockey? There's going to be cherry picking and everything. It's just,
hey, Pat Maroon.
Narch
player. He's the guy a while back, Kane was like, don't you got to be home for those roller hockey championships?
Shout out to the Citrus Kings roller hockey team, who's a proud sponsor of the Barbell Podcast.
Yes.
Bingo.
Great. Good for you.
Plug, you know, got to pay the bills somehow.
Good for you.
So that's our PIMS of the week. Me and Anthony both made our first appearance on the PIMS of the week here. Gary Bettman, it's a first.
I can't believe he's lasted this long without being on the PIMS.
I'm sure there will be more.
There needs to be more. He deserves a lot more.
All three new debuts to the PIMS of the week list. You can check out that and all of our other segments on all of our episodes of the Power Play Podcast at Power Play Podcast on all podcasting platforms. How many times can I say podcast in one episode?
Podcasting platforms, the podcasting platforms.
Podcasting platforms of the Power Play Podcast, and you can check us out on all podcasting platforms.
Ooh. Ooh.
Boom. Boom. Drop the mic. Now. It's time, though.
It's time.
It's time. It's, oh, it's time. It's time. It's redraft time.
Oh!
It's redraft time, bud.
We're right in it here. I forgot we were doing this. The
It's the debut.
I forgot we were doing this. Let's go.
Redraft segment here.
Let's go. Come on.
We've got some redrafts here. If you, first, before we get into it here, if you have an idea for a redraft segment or
a year you'd like to see redrafted, you we're going to do what? Top 10 picks?
We're doing top 10 picks of the 2005 entry draft here. Anthony, look it up here. We've got the 2005 entry draft. Number one overall for the Pittsburgh Penguins here is rightfully so. You can't change this one. It's Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby's the rightfully... Are you on the right one?
I'm on the...
That is 2003.
I thought we were doing 2003.
I said 2005.
You son of a bitch.
I went 2005 just because...
You sent me 2003.
I know. I sent you both.
You son of a bitch. All right.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Check the notes, bud.
Check the show notes.
So we're redrafting the 2005 entry-level draft. The Pittsburgh Penguins were on the clock, and they selected, obviously, Sidney Crosby, best player in the game. There's no doubt about that.
So let's go down the list then.
We're going down the list here.
One Crosby.
The Anaheim Mighty Ducks, in my opinion here. So basically what this is going to be is I'm going to tell you who I think they should have drafted here, and you can discuss with me.
Well, I thought we were going to do redraft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, who they should have drafted.
Well, why don't you say who drafted, and then we can redraft.
Okay, all right, so we'll both have the picks here. We'll
switch off. 101, 102.
I mean, Sidney Crosby's not really a one. Okay, that's fair.
He's the 101, but who's going to get him?
No. That's the Penguins were on the clock. That is who it is.
It was. We're not recreating what happened.
We're redrafting. What are you talking about? We're redrafting. Who should have went number one? Who should have went number two? Who should have went number three?
Exactly.
We're going to go
1-1-1.
All right, fine. So we're saying.
That's what a redraft is. We're redrafting.
I've seen many of notes on. Okay, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it here.
What are you talking about?
I'm taking Sidney Crosby at 101. Who are you taking at 102?
Well, I was gonna say before we do that, obviously he's gonna be the 101.
Yeah.
Let's go through the top 10. Just see who there were.
Real life top 10.
Go ahead.
The Penguins selected Sidney Crosby. The Ducks, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, selected Bobby Ryan.
Yep.
Jack Johnson followed to the Carolina Hurricanes. Benoit Pouliot
at number four
to Minnesota at number four. Goaltender Carey Price to the Habs at five. Gilbert Brule? I don't even know who that is.
Never heard of her.
Gilbert Brule to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Jack Skilly to the Chicago Blackhawks.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Devin Setoguchi to the San Jose Sharks, which happened in a trade from
Atlanta.
The Atlanta Thrashers. Throwback here. Then it's Brian Leach, the Ottawa Senators, and Luke Bordeaux to the Vancouver Canucks. That's the top 10 here.
Okay.
I'm taking Sidney Crosby with my first overall pick here.
Okay. So
and look through the entire draft here, bud. Entire draft.
Yeah, absolutely.
The entire draft.
Absolutely.
Not just the first round, the entire draft.
Absolutely. So that was the top 10. If I got the number 2 pick, looking at these names, I'm going to go with the number 11, who was drafted at number 11. I'm taking Anze Kopitar at number 2.
Well, you messed up. You done messed up again, buddy. You messed up. Because at number 3, I took the best player overall in maybe in history, Sidney Crosby, and I'm taking the best goaltender in the league. The best goalie in the league when healthy. You can't argue that. Carey Price.
When healthy is the big thing.
When
healthy is the big thing.
It's Carey Price. Carey Price is going at number 3, who originally went number 5. So I haven't really changed up here. I haven't went deep in the draft yet to find someone. But I think you may do this or you may not do this. There's another goaltender here in round 3 that you may not have seen.
I'm taking Mark Stahl at number 3 though.
You're taking Mark Stahl?
Taking Mark Stahl at number 3.
What's wrong with you?
Hell of a defenseman. Relative to a lot of the guys who went ahead of him, he's had way better of an NHL career than
Anthony. You know you can look at all of the rounds.
I'm looking, but
did you not see Jonathan Quick's name on this?
I'm trying to go with guys who are in the top here.
Well, you went defenseman. I'm going to go defenseman here.
Yeah, go defenseman.
I'm going Keith Yandel.
That's right.
Sonk. Whoa, can I say that?
We are going to get a cease and desist. We're going to get a cease and desist. This guy.
I'm going Keith Yandel though.
So that's Keith Yandel. That's at 4. Right?
Yes, that's
okay.
At 4.
All right, so the 105, I'm on the clock. I'm thinking maybe I need a goalie. I'm going to go with Finnish-born Tuukka Rask.
Tuukka Rask here. Rask.
At five.
Can I go two goalies? Is that a thing?
You can go two goalies.
Can I go two goalies?
It's your draft. Go for it.
Because I'm going to go Jonathan Quick.
You go Jonathan Quick. That's the 106?
Shit.
107, yep. I'm going Captain America, TJ Oshie.
TJ Oshie's in this draft? Wait a second, where?
24th overall by the Blues.
Where at? Oh no, I'm looking at all the highlighted players. Why are these players not highlighted?
Congratulations, you played yourself. All right, 108, let's go.
Unbelievable.
Here, 108, let's go.
I'm going to the criminally underrated Mark-Edward Vlasic. That's who I'm going with next.
All right, and with my last pick in the draft, the 109, I'm taking the real deal.
The real James deal, Neal. James Neal here.
He was originally drafted 33rd overall, so he was in the second round by the Stars.
I'm going for some toughness here. I'm going to add some grit. I'm going Adam McQuaid.
Oh.
I'm going Adam McQuaid here. He went in the second round to, let's see here, I'm pretty sure it was Boston.
Columbus.
Well, I got to go blow my nose. Take the show.
Let's round that out here. So we just redrafted the top 10. What the tissues? There's tissues in the in the other room there, bud. So Sidney Crosby still won at one. I took Anze Kopitar at two. Vinny ended up taking Carey Price at three. I got Mark Stahl at four. Vinny, who'd you get at five? Vinny took someone at five. Quickie at five. I took Rask at six. Who else did you get?
I didn't take Quick at five. Oh, I don't remember.
Then I got Rask, Oshie.
We'll perfect this.
And James Neal.
We'll perfect this. We will.
We got to write it down. That's pretty much it, though.
We definitely have to be more prepared.
Yeah.
And now to finish the show here, boys. We have to dive into the awards.
Let's do a little awards talk.
Quick, though, because the draft's about to start. I really want to watch the draft.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the awards here, what, in your opinion, what do you say was the most wrong award all night? And by that I mean, which award should have went to someone else and didn't?
I have one off the top of my head, it's easy. It's tough to say because I don't want to call anyone out per se because I feel like guys who are up for it were definitely deserving. I do feel like Jack Adams should have went to Craig Berube. But that's really
now, what are your thoughts? Taking nothing away from Trotz.
Trotz did a great thing too. They were very close in my opinion.
And here's my statement back to that. Here's my rebuttal here. The fact that I understand a lot of people are saying that Craig Berube did a great job in St. Louis, and he did. But the thing is, though, is St. Louis had such high expectations at the beginning of the season. They had a great team at the beginning of the season. And what were we all saying about the Islanders at the beginning of the season? They lost JT, they're not going to make the playoffs.
That they were going to be poopy.
And they were going to be crap.
Poopy.
And Barry Trotz came in here and said, hey, we're not going to be at the bottom here. We're going to take it to everyone and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Barry Trotz, though, there's no comments here, bud.
I was looking to see if there was.
I will let you know. I'm the host of the show here, bud. I know when there's comments. I know everything.
You don't know shit.
Okay, that's fair. My award that went to the wrong person would have to be the GM of the year. It went to Don Sweeney of the Boston Bruins, and in my opinion, I would think it should have went to Doug Armstrong of the St. Louis Blues. He was, I mean, what moves in the offseason did the Bruins make that were insane, or what moves at the deadline did they make that were insane?
Stayed the same mostly. They got Coyle.
They did. I mean, there were some slight moves. But Doug
Armstrong, Coyle was big for them in the playoffs.
Doug Armstrong made two huge moves in the offseason, or three huge moves.
Pat Maroon,
Ryan O'Reilly, the huge trade for Ryan O'Reilly, and Tyler Bozak.
Tyler Bozak was huge in the playoffs.
Not only that, he made a mid-season move in letting go of Mike Yeo. He's the one who did that.
Yep. I don't understand
how you could give Don Sweeney the GM of the Year award there. And I mean, the other award nominee was, I can't remember his name. It's terrible radio here. But the GM for Carolina was up for it.
Yeah.
And I don't see how that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But yep.
It's tough because there's three deserving guys and only one can win. I do think that all of them were deserving. I agree with you, though, that Dougie Doug Doug should have won.
Yes, 100%. 100%. And now, you obviously, you listen to Chicklets. I listen to Chicklets.
Yeah,
listen to
Chicklets. Of course.
Ryan Reeves went on Chicklets the other day, and he was talking about how the award races, the votes, should be tallied not only for the regular season, but regular season and the playoffs.
I didn't get there yet, but I agree 100%.
So you are on that side. You are on the side of where they should be.
That's a great idea.
I agree. I think that...
That's a great... Because I feel like you'd get... One, you would get different award winners, but I think you'd get more accurate ones.
I mean, Jordan Binnington would win the Calder.
Winnington would win the Calder.
Yeah.
There's no way they wouldn't give Berube the Jack Adams. Maybe that's why they don't do it in the playoffs, because all the awards would be going to...
Yeah,
to one team. Maybe that's why they wait.
Speaking of awards going to one person, I mean, Ryan O'Reilly has a lot of hardware.
He cleaned up. He's going to have to fill an entire room
100%
with those trophies. Unbelievable.
100%. And this one here, my next one that I have to talk about, and we can wrap it up on this one here, is the Vezina Trophy.
Wrap it up, B.
Andre Vasilevsky won the Vezina Trophy. I thought he did have a great year. Deserved it. But there was someone that wasn't even on the ballot that I think should have been on the ballot.
Jordan Binnington?
No. John Gibson. John Gibson here. He had a great season on a terrible team. There needs to be an award for
the best goalie on the worst team.
No, real most valuable goaltender.
Yeah, it's...
Because your Vezina Trophy, you're looking at stats.
Well, I think...
Who is the most valuable player to their team?
I think they're looking at a multitude of stats. So they're looking
at... Wow, burp mid-show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Unreal.
Letting it go.
I've been snorting the entire time with my sniffles.
Letting it go. Yeah, you're all sick in my house.
I'm super sick in your house.
I'm not touching you anymore.
You just,
So this is my thing. A multitude of stats went into it. Vasilevsky had a great save percentage.
Yep.
Great goals against average and great wins. Gibson had none of those.
Yes.
He was a guy who'd say, okay, he is getting left out to dry by his team. He can't catch a break. None of this is his fault. But I don't think you can give... I don't think without this... I'm not a huge stat guy, but I don't think without any stats, you could consider a guy for the trophy. Now, I know his save percentage is good. But goals against... You can't argue his goals against were great. You can't argue that his wins were great.
I think he played... He was the reason why that team wasn't as bad as they were.
My thing is, he is the
most valuable goaltender to their team.
Absolutely, but you can't give the guy the trophy for that. And he can't be in the conversation, in my opinion, because it's one thing to be good when your team is so bad and you know there's no pressure because your team sucks. Playing in high pressure situations when all eyes are on you and the stakes are high... Yeah. To me, that's huge.
That's fair.
That's huge. I mean, we've all played in games and been like, oh, okay, I'm kind of feeling it tonight, but it's really not a big deal. The game's not a big deal. We've all played in championship games, playoff games, where the pressure's on and you grip the stick too tight. It takes a special player.
Nice little term there, bud. That's great.
It takes a special player to be able to perform under that pressure. And Vasilevsky had the lights on him all year.
He did.
I don't have any problem with them giving this trophy to him.
That's fair. On that note, folks, we're wrapping it up here. We want to go watch the draft. You want to go watch the draft. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. You can follow us on our social media platforms and check out that Facebook Live video at the Power Play Pod on all of our social media platforms. Don't forget to follow us on our podcasting platforms at the Power Play Pod. Leave us a 5-star review. Tell us what you think of the show. Anthony, any last words? You want to cut me off here?
I was trying to think of something to cut you off.
And you can't.
I got nothing.
And you can't.
I said all I've had to say tonight.
On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Have a good night. Or day. Whenever you're listening.
See ya.